All right, now there's some basic things about life that you just better get. Now let me tell you, they're truths, they're commandments of God that He's laid down, rules of life, order. I preached a lot about God's order. But God designed us, He made us, and He designed us so that everything works a certain way. And you just can't junk some major element of God's order and be okay. No. What we're going to talk about here tonight is respect for your elders. It's a thing that's common in other cultures like the Oriental culture. It's a major deal, boy. You do not disrespect the older people.
That's right.
I mean, it's serious business with them. It ought to be serious business with us because it is one of those things that I just mentioned. It is one of the ways of God that He's commanded, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Now, you just ignore it, disregard it, trash it at your own peril. It's a wretched person who doesn't understand this and obey this commandment of God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. The Bible says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." The Bible talks about a generation that are pure in their own eyes. They're not washed from their filthiness. And that generation, their teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth are as knives. They don't respect the old people. I've heard it through the years, you know, I've heard it even from some close family, that you got to earn respect. Some little jug-headed teenager telling me that their parent or grandparent has to earn their respect. What a fool. He does not have to earn your respect. God commands you to respect people that are older than you. All right, those addressed here in this verse, it doesn't say the youngest, it says the younger. Now, y'all studied English in school, didn't you? Didn't you learn about this? The youngest means the youngest one, the most young. The younger means the younger of two.
Yep. Right.
Yep. Now, the younger is the word that's used here. Doesn't matter if you're with somebody that's older than you, you are to subject yourself to them. A 90-year-old is the younger when he's with a person that's 100. You know, Aunt Gladys came to the festival up there yesterday. She's 100 years old, still out just walking around and doing everything. How in the world could somebody be so wretched as not to respect and regard somebody that's lived 100 years? When you ain't lived a third that long, a tenth that long, and talk to them like they're some kind of something under your feet, or like you're smarter than them, or you're above them. Pride. Right. Well, how could that be? It's wretched, let me tell you. Shouldn't have to have that explained to us. That ought to be part of a conscience that's good and healthy. I mean, I think that it's part of, when it's the other way, when there's no respect for elders, I think it's a sign of a seared conscience. The Bible's saying here that age is seniority. Now, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, you're going to pay for ignoring it. You're going to pay the price for flaunting yourself against it. The Bible teaches, God says, God teaches us here that age is seniority. Amen.
Yep.
Now that's the way of God. That may not be that's not the way of rebels. It's not the way of proud little nutheads. But it's the way of God. More years lived means more experience. I mean, that's just plain old simple truth. If you've lived 100 years, you've got maybe way more than twice as much experience as a 50-year-old, but at least twice as much. Wow. So a 50-year-old thinks they're pretty experienced in life, man. When the time you're 50 years old, you're thinking, I'm getting old. But you got somebody 100 years old? What are you going to tell them that they don't know already? You know, we watch the little ones, and when they start learning and they can talk, then, you know, I remember Anna had this little saying when she first started learning school and learning all these facts. She would say, did you know? Did you know? Did you know this? Did you know this? And it's all new to them. And so they're fascinated with it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about treating somebody that's old as if they're dumb and stupid and don't understand things. They're out of touch. They're disconnected from the world. You better wise up about that. They've forgotten more than you know. God means for us to respect and submit to those who are older than us. That's the way of God. More years means more experience, and it should mean more knowledge and judgment. It doesn't always happen that way because you have such a thing as an old fool.
Right.
Somebody who's lived, and that's what these young upstarts are who won't respect elders. Someday they're going to be an old fool.
Right.
Because they're not spending their life learning and acquiring knowledge and wisdom from God. They're spending their life flaunting their ignorance and their pride, and they're going to wind up on the other end of the stick one of these days. Jesus expressed the same idea here in Luke chapter 22 and verse 26. Jesus said, but ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, now you got to listen close, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. The thing he's commanding here is a right attitude toward those who are older than ourselves. It's not to make us, it's to make us mindful of our inferiority to those who are older. You ought to feel inferior to those who are older than you. If you got a lick of sense, you ought to realize that they've lived years that you didn't live. They've been places you've never been. They've experienced things that you have never experienced. And for you to think that you know more than them, that you ought to instruct them, to look at them as if they're stupid and ignorant and don't know nothing, very foolish. Very foolish. You can argue with it. We live in a time when everybody argues with truth by coming up with a hypothetical situation where that can't be true. Well, what about this? And what about that? And, you know, just like the deal today over the little meme about Christians being thinking they're sinners and sinners thinking they're Christians. And boy, the devil has done an over-the-top job of deceiving this whole world with that foolish nonsense of we're all sinners. Unbelievable how the world has swallowed that hook, line, and sinker. And let me tell you something, there is going to be one red hot place in hell for all the preachers that have taught people that lie.
Amen.
And deceive their souls. Now you just mark that down and watch when we meet God if I ain't telling you the truth right now. They're responsible for misleading and lying to people and deceiving their souls. You can't imagine how hard it's going to be, how hard God is going to deal with those people. And that's why we need to say something. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. When we do get to heaven, I don't want it to be come out that, well, you just wouldn't say nothing. You just kept your mouth shut and, you know, no, I've kept my mouth shut too long. Somebody needs to speak up. And it's just the thing to do. If he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Well, I'm not ashamed of him. I'm not ashamed of what I believe. I'm not ashamed of the truth. And I know what the Bible says about it. So why can't I say something? That message just kind of stirred me up last night. You know, why in the world can sodomites march up and down the street and flaunt their perversion and they're proud of it? And we can't even speak up for the Lord when lies are being blasted everywhere. Somebody ought to say, that is not true. It's a lie.
Amen.
And when I want it recorded in heaven so that when we get there, at least I said something. At least there was one voice that said, no. You remember the picture of Germany, that big crowd, and it said, be this guy. Everybody else got their hand in the air, hail Hitler, hail Hitler. And that one man in the middle of the crowd. Be that guy. Well, it means that God has appointed for order in the church and the family, as well as in our social interaction with other people. This is what He's appointed. The younger, submit to the elder. Submit yourselves unto the elder. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. What the verse says, that means to give due respect and reverence to their persons, and to yield to their admonitions and their reproof and authority. Do you do that? Or do you just laugh? You say, I've said that so many times. I don't want to hear it. Don't know what they're talking about. Yeah. Ain't a person in here ain't been guilty of that. It's wrong, man. It's wrong. I say it's sinful because we're going directly contrary to what the Bible says here. If David could submit to Saul, how in the world can we come up with all kinds of excuses why we shouldn't have to submit or listen to some older person trying to correct us, trying to warn us, trying to tell us something? So what? We've heard it 1,000 times. Granny was with us for 11 years, and if I said it, when keywords came through the conversation, I knew what was coming. We're going to hear that story again. Yeah. I mean, we've heard it and heard it and heard it and heard it, but it was coming. Did we ever just say, would you shut up? We've heard that story 100 times. Don't you know you've told us that? No. No, you just don't do that. You just listen to it again, act like it's the first time you ever heard it. See, that's the way God means for it to be. You know, I left here yesterday and started home. Got out there by the hilltop. And here's this little gray car. With this little old man in it, driving 35 miles an hour. Huh. All the way out to the county line. Finally, I got around him. We started church this morning. We got about the county line. And here I come over the hill and there he is again right in front. 35 miles an hour. I know. And, you know, I've been down the same road. Oh, but he's a little old man. Someday I'll be a little old man. That's what she said. I said, but I ain't going to get out on the road and drive 20 miles an hour. But time we got to Elsinore, he was 20 miles an hour. But it's easier and easier for me to just say, well, it's just going to make me a few minutes more late of getting there. So what? He's just a little old man. Probably could tell me a lot of things. He's lived a long life. He deserves a little bit of patience from everybody else. It's the way God thinks about him. So I ought to start thinking like that about him. Amen. How you going to work in a nursing home, Esther, if you don't have some of this in you? No. Well, to give due respect, to listen to the reproofs, to understand that God has placed them above you, to subordinate ourselves to them, to put ourselves under their authority and superior position, to show respect and honor. Now, that's what it all means, everybody. I mean, that's just what it means. You can argue with it all you want. You can not like it all you want. You can come up with all kinds of excuses. But now this is what God says about this matter. So God's placed the older in a higher position of authority than the younger. That's right. Like it or not. And, you know, it's wrong to violate this precept of God. It's as wrong to violate this as it is to violate the other moral laws of God. This is a moral issue here. This is a moral thing. It's a right or wrong. It's a sin or not a sin. To treat with disrespect or to fail to acknowledge their superior position in God's order is a sin in God's sight. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. Just like lying, just like stealing, just like fornication, murder, and all the rest of the thing are sins in God's sight. For you to fail to submit yourself to the elder, is it right in the same league? God's going to, I guarantee you, it ain't no little sin. It ain't no little issue. It's a major precept in God's order for us living together on this planet here. Elders to submit to the younger, or the youngers to submit to the elder. And so, because it's a basic rule of order that God's ordained for human society. And it's the best way for things to work properly too. You know, we've talked about it here. For a long time we didn't have Sunday school. We do now. But we don't have children's church. And, you know, we'll never do that because the children need to be in here. We're not going to subdivide everything up where you put the old people in. You leave them here by themselves and take all the children away, take all the young adults away, take all the women one place and all the men another place and the young people. No. What does that say about your respect and regard for the older people? The young people and the children need the influence of the older people. Everybody does. All of us do. We need them here. A lot of people go to churches. Somebody told me the other day, I went to this church and said, wasn't nothing but old people there. Well, that's sad. But let me tell you something. I've seen churches where they didn't have nothing but the kids they hauled in on the bus. And that's sad, too. You ain't got nothing much there. Now, you say, well, we're going to teach these kids to serve God and they're going to grow up. Well, I ain't never seen it happen yet. It's a circus and a carnival, and you entertain kids and babysit kids. We used to bring babies in diapers on the bus. And they went straight to the nursery, and somebody took care of them, changed their diaper while they were there. What nonsense. Well, we all need to be together. And God set this rule up about it. It's the best way to preserve peace and prosperity. You remember when Solomon died, Rehoboam was the king. Remember how that all played out? He went to the old men and said, what do you say I should do? And they said, you better let up, boy. You better take it easy on these people and they'll serve you. You break bad on them, they're tired, they're wore out. I mean, your fathers made it kind of hard on them, taxed them to death. If you'll do what we say, they'll serve you. So he went to the young men and they said, no way. He said, tell them that what your father's thumb was, their thigh is going to, it's going to be way worse. You think it was bad then? Well, you see what I'm going to do to you. What happened? They said to your, we're done with David. To your tents, O Israel. And that was it. Split the kingdom. He lost the kingdom. Yep. Listening to the counsel of the young instead of the old. How you keep peace? I mean, if you're going to have an army, that's one of the problems with our military right now. What do you need for generals? And what do you need for the men who are really doing the thinking and running of this thing? You need old men. You don't need women. And you don't need, 25-year-old women and boys are doing it. They're going to make a mess of it.
That's right.
When you're young, you're not wise. You may go to college and you may memorize the encyclopedia, but you still won't have any sense. This is like Seth's been teaching in Sunday school. You're going to instruction and guidance. Where's it going to come from? From somebody that knows. And who knows? The older people know. The young people haven't learned yet. Now you're learning. And every year you live, you learn some more. Here's to you. But somebody's got 50 years on you knows so much more than you know that you can't even imagine. Yeah, praise God. That's wonderful, ain't it? It's the best way to maintain a moral society and promote righteousness to the following generations. The old people need to be there. The ones that remember other days. We read just the other day where they come back from the captivity. The young people shouted and the old people wept. Why? Because it says right there, they remembered the first house. They remembered the glory of the first house. Those young people had not a clue. They didn't remember the place. They didn't even remember. They had never been there before. It was all new to them, but them old people, oh, they had some experience there. Been pretty good. Maybe they did. I don't know. But it had been good for them young people to just sit down and let the older people tell them about this place. We've been reading Nehemiah. Boy, it's some kind of a book. Nehemiah. What a deal. All right. So, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. That's part of this verse. Now the word subject is the same word as submit. Being subject, being submitted, it means to place yourself in subordinate to the other. Not in the negative term meaning of the word insubordination. Not to undermine their authority, but to place yourself under their authority. To respect and regard them as better than yourself. As wiser than yourself. As more knowledgeable than yourself. Simply doing what we talked about Jonathan doing for David there this morning. Jonathan took off all of his robe, all of his weapons, and gave them to David. And said, I'd rather see you leading than me. It's so foolish. You know, I can think of all kinds of ways of illustrating it here, but there's a lot of things, a lot of skilled labor and things that you learn, you have to learn through life. You can't just go and do anything. It's kind of like when you start learning to drive when you're young. It's almost without exception, everybody, when they're 16 years old, thinks, hey, it ain't nothing to it. Just let me get behind the wheel. I can do it. I've seen so many and very few that weren't that way, but most of them are that way, aren't they? Livy thinks she can do things that she cannot do. And it kind of just gets that way. It starts out that way, and boy, it stays that way for a long time. But you eventually learn how to do some things. And then here comes somebody right behind you that don't know beans about none of it, and they're going to push you out of the way and show you how to do it. Isn't that kind of offensive, abominable? I mean, isn't it foolishness? Don't it just kind of rub you the wrong way? Rubs God the wrong way when we treat older people like that. When we fail to respect. It's abominable to God. Very offensive. It's offensive to the one who is not respected also. You live a full life on this earth, man, you deserve some respect. Yeah. Anyways. All right. The idea here is to have an attitude of humility about ourselves and an attitude of honor toward others. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. So that's the idea. Be humble. Don't exalt yourself. Don't think I know more than everybody. I'm the best one here. I'm the smartest one here. I mean, everybody ought to listen to me. Everybody ought to just get back and let me do it. That's not humility. No, it's not. Be clothed with humility. And be subject one to another. It means freedom from pride. Humility means freedom from pride and arrogance. Now, isn't that something? You ain't got any arrogance in you, do you? Oh, well, I won't just ride the horse here to death, but it means freedom from pride and arrogance. It means humbleness of mind, having a modest estimate of one's own worth. What do you really think of yourself? Well, to be clothed with humility means that it should be the outstanding thing about us and the first thing people see when they come into contact with us. It ought to be the first impression people get of us is our humility, not our arrogance, not our haughtiness, not our pride. Not they should never get the feeling we're looking down our nose at them or that we think they're inferior to us. They should never get that from us. All of us. That's the way it should be with all of us. Humility should cover everything about us. Whatever else you think, a homeless person laying on the sidewalk somewhere in some city. Should you, and they're old, a lot older than you. Should you walk up to them and talk to them like they're some kind of dog or something? Should you walk up to them and act like you're superior to them? What is that going to do? I mean, is it going to help them? Or are they going to respect you? Are they going to be willing to believe that you're there for any good at all? Nope. Bible says, honor all men. This is a rule not just for the elderly, but for everybody. Submit yourselves one to another. Be clothed with humility. And submit yourselves one to another. We're to treat everybody like this. The problem, see, is with us. We get this higher than reasonable attitude about our own self. We got this problem of thinking we know more than everybody else. We got this problem of thinking we're smarter, we're more up on things, we're wiser, more able than everybody else. You know, and that's one of the reasons why psychology, see, is, you know, they talk, what's the major term about psychology? Inferiority complex. You heard about the guy that went to the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist, after examining him, come out and said, well, I got some good news and bad news. Said you don't have a complex, but you really are inferior. Well, we really are. It'd do us good to feel inferior instead of superior. But the world pumps it up the other way, see? It's you. It's all about you. You're the best. You're the greatest. No, that's not God's way. Humility, being clothed with humility, is opposed to pride, arrogance, and selfishness, which are the only alternatives to humility. If you're not clothed with humility, you're clothed with pride and arrogance and selfishness. You ever examine yourself? Think about the things you say. Think about the way you look at people. Think of people. Think about the impression that other people get when they see you and hear you or you talk to them. Do you ever examine yourself and say, do they think I'm arrogant or proud? Did I say something? Did I come across as arrogant right there? Arrogance is pretty offensive, ain't it? Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Pride is the primary thing that disturbs the peace and brings trouble into any situation. It's pride. Bible says, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Proverbs 13, verse 10. So, is that true? Only by pride cometh contention. You're not going to get crossways with somebody unless it's pride involved in the situation. Somebody's proud. Somebody's trying to up themselves over the top of somebody else. That's what causes contention. Somebody's trying to put somebody else under them. So that's how all contention happens. Well, you're not clothed with humility. If you're clothed with humility, there'd be peace. Wouldn't be none of that contention. Being humble and having a realistic, godly attitude about your position in society will make it easy to submit and obey those who God commands you to honor and obey. True humility will make it a pleasant thing to submit, and honor and obey. True humility makes it a pleasant thing. It's not a burden. It's not like you're whipped under, beat down by the overseer. Humility makes it a joy to submit to somebody else. If we rebel and refuse to conform to God's commandments in this issue here, this matter, we'll find ourselves in trouble with God. Because the Bible says God resisteth the proud. Now, if you're not humble, you're proud. There ain't no middle ground there. Well, I'm not as humble as I ought to be, but I'm not as proud as I used to be. Nah, what a bunch of junk people have come up with, all these little cute sayings to skirt around the truth and excuse their nonconformity to the law of God. True humility will make it a pleasant thing. God will set himself against a proud person to oppose and crush him. Resist is more than ignore. The Bible don't say that God don't pay attention to the poor or proud. Don't say that God ignores the proud. God resisteth the proud. When you resist, that means you're pushing back. It's like God just says, that's resisting. Get away from me. It's what the Bible says he'll do to the proud. You always better than somebody else, always know more, always right, and everybody else always wrong. That's pride. Ain't no humility about that. God doesn't simply ignore it or withhold blessings. He resists the proud. He aggressively fights against him to bring him down. God knows how to humble us. Ask old Nebuchadnezzar. He was a pretty hard case. 7 years he had to crawl on the ground till it looked like feathers growing out of him. Lost his mind and lived like an animal until he knew that God ruled on the earth, in heaven and in earth. When he finally came to the conclusion and realized and came to his senses and acknowledged that, he recovered from his madness. It took a while for Nebuchadnezzar to be humbled, but he was humbled by God. Then he was a different man. No more of that. This is a great Babylon which I built with my great power and for my glory and blah, blah, blah. My. Sounded like an Obama speech. Did. Every time he spoke, they called the number of times that he spoke of himself. And it was hundreds of times. When he made a speech, he always talked about himself. That's the way Nebuchadnezzar was. God brought him down. God can bring little old people like us down too. So it'd be better if we just humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God instead of having to be humbled by God. Then it says, but he giveth grace to the humble. Now the way up is down with God. Proverbs 15, verse 33, and also in Proverbs 18, verse 12, the Bible says this, simple little 1, 2, 3, 4 little words, before honor is humility. The cross comes before the crown, and humility comes before honor. Nobody's going to get honor until they've been humble. You're not going to get to be an old person without you experienced humility somewhere along the line. You're going to be humiliated. If you get to be old and you still got your proud heart, man, you in a bad shape. You're one of them old fools. You're one of them old people that has abandoned God and He's abandoned you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He shall lift you up. James chapter 4 verse 10. Now, let me say these things real quick and then we'll be done. If you're the younger now, someday you're going to be the older. The elder. And if you don't know your place now, you'll not be fit for your place then. Humility comes before honor. Foolish old people are people who refuse to be wise young people. They make it harder for young people to do right and honor them when they're not worthy of it. Now see what I mean? By their life, by their attitude, they make it harder for young people to obey God in this when they're hateful, foolish, old wretches that are still proud and haughty and hateful and crazy. That's what happens to you when you get old without God and you've lived a life of sin and foolishness and rebellion against God. You end up crazy. And it makes it awful hard for young people to honor you like it should be. The way to be honored is to first honor those whom God has placed in a superior position over us while we were younger. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth. Yeah? Reckon that's true? God will see to it that those who submit and obey in humility will be exalted and honored in due time. I believe that's true. We all have our place in whatever stage of life we're in, and we need to know our place and fulfill our duty to God. Yeah. When you're young, you're just kind of at the bottom of the ladder now. That's the way it is. And you just got to accept that. You get old enough to go to work and you go out here and get a job, they ain't going to point you the CEO of some big company. I mean, you are going to get the bottom job. They call it entry level. Flipping hamburgers, sweeping floors, picking up trash, cleaning the bathrooms. I ain't going to do that. Well, you ain't ever going to amount to nothing. When you're old, you'll still be doing that kind of stuff. You better humble yourself. Realize you're young. You don't know anything yet. You haven't had any experience yet. And you just got to take what you can get and be faithful at it and do a good job at it. Submit to the elder. Man, this is good advice for young people. I remember Seth coming years ago and telling me, because when they were kids, we made them say yes, sir, and no, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. To people. And I remember some people, family members, criticizing, saying they shouldn't have to do that. That's just too much. Just making them say yes, sir. They shouldn't have to say yes, sir. But I remember years later, Seth coming to me and saying, you just wouldn't believe what a difference that makes on a job or any kind of interaction that you have with people. When you're young and you're out there trying to get a job and get started, just that one little thing of respect carries so much weight. When they ask you something, you say, yeah. Or you won't answer at all like a dumb mute. It's just like, no. When somebody come in there and look them in the eye, and say, yes, sir. Oh, no, sir. Just that much will just give you a step up above everybody else. Just for some simple little thing of doing what we're talking about here tonight. Respect. For somebody that's in a higher position than you are. God will reward it. We have our place. Whatever age we're in, we need to realize where we're at, and we just need to fulfill God's order that He's ordained for wherever place we're at in life. When we're young, we have responsibilities toward those who are older. And anyone who fails to know their duty and their place and fails to obey God breaks down God's order in this matter and sows confusion and despair among all that their life touches. And that's the truth. You just mess up everything by ignoring these basic tenets of God's law and God's order. You ought to respect people, everybody. You ought to have some respect. I read an article this week, and it was about this generation, and it was some doctor wrote it, and he talked about how he gave an illustration of some 10-year-old kid that had been in his office to see him, and he said to his mother, he said, "Well, how long has his stomach been hurting?" And she said, "Well, I think it started about 3 days ago." The kid was sitting there with his phone and playing. He said, "Shut up, Mom. You don't know what you're talking about." 10-year-old kid. Somebody ought to knock him off of that bench instantly. You'll stop that stuff if you deal with it right. But he said, in the 90s, you hardly ever saw that. He said, since then, it's been more. He said, a decade ago, you saw quite a bit of it. He said, now it's the thing. It's common. It's the way it is. There's no respect from little children toward their parents. No respect. Yeah. A disrespectful mouth better be dealt with just like a thieving hand or a lying tongue. Yes. And you better do it when they're little, and you better do it fast and instant. When it happens, they need to get it right now. No lecture, no explanation, no pleading, no bargaining. Just pow! You smart off to me, you're going to be sorry. You're going to respect me. And if a parent doesn't do that, they're failing this child. And every child that child will have, every person that child's life will touch, they're going to wreck destruction on all kinds of people. It's mighty important. Put it in, little children. Respect your elders. How many of you had your mouth busted when you was a kid for saying something? Yes, sir. Well, there you go. Did you learn?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, buddy. Next time you went to say something, it stopped that right about here. It works. It's the only thing that works. Parents have to demand it of their children. And you have to forcefully make them respect you. And they don't take nothing when they're little bitty like this. I mean, you can do it in a day. You can fix this problem. And you better believe it, they will love you for it. Don't make them hate you. It'll make them hate you if you still see that angry face after you've spanked them. They're hating you. You didn't do enough. Oh, there's so much to all this. But anyway, well, let's stand. I'll quit. You do them a great favor if you just teach them respect and make them do it. Make them look at other people when they're talking to them. Make them shake hands with people. Make them say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Don't let them be these mute, deaf, and dumb, and mute spirit like we read about in Mark chapter 9, you know, and all that. Speak up when somebody's talking to you. You pay attention. You be nice. You respect them. Yes, sir. Amen. Father, thank you for the word of God. Please bless it to our hearts. Help us to remember these things. It's just basic facts of your order and the way it ought to be. And we need to understand this, and we need to conform to it. This is our responsibility. It's not something you do for us. It's something we do for you. We do because you said so. And we know that it's right. And so, Lord, help us to do it. Please go with us now and help us through the week here. In Jesus' name, amen.